You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Scotty on US 99.
The question is, can you dodge awkward conversations? Sarah from Elgin. Sarah, you are caller 19, which means you're going to play for these Tim McGraw, Carly Pierce tickets. Sound good?
Oh my gosh, yes, I am ready.
Okay, so here's the deal. Tim McGraw recently said in an interview that he could dodge anything that was thrown at him on stage. He is that fast and that nimble. So I'm going to see if you can dodge a couple things. Mostly, I want to see if you can dodge awkward conversations. So I'm going to ask you a question that is an awkward question to answer. You don't want to. Can you dodge the question? Can you sidestep it and end up changing the subject fast enough that we can avoid it, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see what you got here. So the first question, as we meet at the party for the first time, I was just curious. I was trying to decide on a new one, but what do you use for your ATM pin?
Well, let's see. What do you want to drink? What's your favorite drink?
Oh, yeah, we should get a drink first. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was good. Good. That was a great one. Anytime someone brings up, hey, we should go get a drink, it seems to work really well. Well, you and I have met a couple times, and now we're around a whole bunch of new people in a group, but I was really kind of wondering, you had that problem last time. Do you still have that bedwetting problem that you were talking about?
Actually, I don't sleep anymore. Like, I don't sleep, period, so I'm good. I don't have that problem.
You don't sleep anymore? How do you not sleep?
I don't sleep. Too much on my mind.
But look at you changing the subject. Congratulations. You're going to Tim McGraw.
Oh, my gosh. You are joking.
No, this is a conversation we're not avoiding. We're going to talk about it. You're going to Tim McGraw, Carly Pierce. It's going to be at the United Center May 31st, so 2024 is pretty much planned for you, you know?
Awesome. My mom is going to be pumped.
Oh, I love that. What's your mom's ATM pin number?
She doesn't have one.
She's old school. Cash in the mattress. Got it.